B'yoyma tal yemilsa. Nidus tal in the days. So Rashi says, afilu v'meisa isra. That means she poska dam. Even if she stops seeing nida, she stops seeing the dam. Beria rishoyna asura kol shiva. The Maaseh, that's the halacha. When Anisha sees dam, she's tummy for 7 days. So even after the dam stops, that's like the Issa goes away, still she's also. But neither is not totally whether the dam is still here or not. It's totally in days. Eshesach, but bottom tali rachamon. Eshesach also, even after your brother dies, his wife is only mutter when they have no children, when there's a mitzvah yibum. But if your brother dies and had children, the Maaseh, she's always also to you. So here also there's no heter. So Gemara says, the question is like this. This is the way she gets the question. Ma lenida v'yeshesach shekein ein oisur in matirin. The oisur itself has no koyach to be matir. Kol zaman there's dam there, there's no way to take the oisur away. She's tummy for 7 days. Kol zaman your brother is alive, there's no way you could marry his wife. Eshesach is always oisur. Teyoma v'yeshes ish mashenke the erev of stam a lady that's married to somebody. Sheoisra matira. There's a possibility that the Issa could go off. The husband has a right to give her a get anytime he wants, and when he gives her a get, she becomes mutter. So Mela Eshe says she can't learn out from Eshe Sacha from Nida. Nida can never be matter herself in the middle of the 7 days. Eshe Sacha can never be matter his wife to his brother. So maybe there the Torah was Machmer to say with Haro, Yechayiv, just the beginning of the Biyah. But maybe by an Eshe Ish, where you don't have these Chumris, maybe HSS, you only chayav, you make a gemar bia, where you go into it completely, and not just a little bit. Tumara says, Elo Amar Rab Yena. The Torah is like this to Maskon. How do we know by all Yisurim, the Lachar is Yechayiv even just for the Tchilas bia, for the Hora? How do we know it? V'itayma Ravuna bread of Yeshua, because Amakro, the Pasuk says like this. Ki at the end of the Pasha of Arayis, and Bayiku Yudches, it says, Ki Yechol Asher Yasim, Mikolat Weva Seila. It says, "Mash more than a foshes, all these ervis are put together." So, idarshin hukshu kol harayis kulan lanida. All the different arayis that you're not allowed to live with those ladies, they're all learned out from the parsha of nida. The what? Ma nida, just like the Torah says clearly by nida. The horror that you chayiv even with the beginning of the biyam if you live with an isha to nida. Just with the tchilas biyam. Yechayiv chorus. You don't have to come on to a gemar biyah. I tell you, I've called tohara. The chiddush is by all other ervas is the same halacha. We have this hakesha, the Rabbi Yoina, that all their royis learn out one from the other. So therefore, all their royis have the same halacha that they're all chayiv even just with tchilas biyah. So tomorrow, v'yel nido diksiva gav yeshesach lomli. Now that we're saying we have this hekish, how come we have to learn out Beish Asach? Why does the Torah say Lashon of Nidahi? What does it have to say your brother's wife is a Nida? Just to teach us that Yechayiv, even with Ora, you know it anyway. You know it from the Keshet of Yoina. So why does the Potter say an extra word about your brother's wife that she's called a Nida? So where it says, look at the Rav Huna. Teach us like Rav Huna's halacha. The Yomar Rav Huna, Remez liyavama minatorim minayin. Where's the Remez that there's such a mitzvah of mitzvah yibum? Where's the remez for it? The remez means a little note, a little bit of remez. How do you know it? So Gemara says, for the Gemara minayin, where the remez is. See, the Torah says clearly, not only a remez, not just a little note, a little guest-like. It's clearly the Torah says. It says, Yevoma Yovo Yalel. It says clearly there's a mitzvah yibum. So what's the kasha? Where's the remez for yibum? So Gemara says, Ela remez li yevama shasura b'chaya baila. How do we know that kol zaman your brother is alive, you're not allowed to live with his wife? Like Rashi says, what's going to be im gir shochif? Let's say your brother gave his wife a get, and your brother had no children. How do we know there's no mitzvah yibum? Maybe the mitzvah yibum is whenever your brother is not married to her, there's a mitzvah yibum. How do we know only when your brother dies? Maybe even when your brother gives his wife a get, there's a mitzvah yibum. Minayin. So Gemara says, "Hi, svara is also a svara." Midya marachmon liyacha misas baila. Sharya. Since the Torah says clearly the whole parsha of Yibum is only when there were two brothers and one died. The Torah says clearly it's only when the brother died. Then there's a mitzvah Yibum. Nechlaf. Here it's a proof to Bechaye Baal Asura, that calls the man the Baal is alive, even though he gave his wife a get, your brother gave his wife a get, Havad, there is no Mitzvah Yibum. You're not allowed to live with her. For the Gemara, but maybe like this, V'dilma maybe liyacha, misas baila mitzvah. Maybe when your brother dies without children, then true, there's a mitzvah to be miyabim his wife. But Bechaye Baala, when your brother is still alive, and he gave his wife a get, maybe Rishus, maybe if you want to, you're allowed, maybe there's no Isser involved. There is no mitzvah, but maybe it's only Rishus. Inami, even maybe like this, liyacha misas baila in. Bechaye baila lo, even if you want to tell me that deed. The Torah says the mitzvah yibum is after your brother dies. Mashma, when your brother is still alive, even though he gave his wife a get, there's no mitzvah yibum. But I tell you, the klal should be, v'lav habo mechlal asei is nasei. Since you're only learning it out from a lav habo mechlal asei, since the Torah says the mitzvah of yibum is after your brother dies, so here it's mashma that kozman he did not die, there's a lav you're not allowed to live with her. So I tell you, it's called an asei. That's all. I'll say there's only an Isra say involved. There's no Chiv Koros though. On Makro, that's why the Pasuk says no. V'yish asher yikach sheshes achiv nidahi. Says that what your brother's wife is considered a nida. For the Gemara, v'chiyesh achiv nidahi. Is your brother's wife always a nida? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Elo kenida means to tell the other Isra is like the Isra of a nida. Said man nida, just like the Isra by a nida. Even though there's a heter after 7 days when she goes to the mikvah, but b'shas the yisur b'koris calls the man the yisur is here. Calls the man she has a tumas nida. She is a chiyuv koris. Hatayef af eshesach nami. The same thing b'eshesach. Afa pi sheish leheter liyachem mikan. Even though there's a heter, there's a mitzvah yibum only when the brother dies without children. That's when there's a mitzvah yibum. But maybe but Bechaye Baala, but when the brother is still alive, even though he gave his wife a get, I'll tell you the chorus. Then talk to Yechayev chorus. That's the chiddush of Eshesach is called the Nidahi, to teach us this, that even though the brother gave his wife a get, Lamaisa, there's still a chiddush chorus of Eshesach. The only time there's a heter, only when your brother dies, and he has no children, then there's a mitzvah yibum. But before that, she always remains with the nisa chorus. So the Mara, Elohora Diksiva Gabi Achois Av, the Achois same Lamali. So now that we're saying we have Hekeshri Abjani, we learned that all these surim together, what does it have to say the word Hora by your aunt? Like Pshita, your aunt is an Erva to you. So Pshita, the Aver is even by the Tchilas Bia, not only the Seif. So the Mara says, like the boy Mene Ravina Mirava. Like Ravina asked a question from Rava. The what? Hamara Bezachamel. What's going to be if one man lives with another man, Mishka Vezachar? What's going to be if he only makes Sarah, he only starts to go in a little bit, not completely? Is he Chayiv Misra or not? So Gemara says, Vezachar, Mishka Veishak Sivi. The Torah says the Aveira of one man living with another man, the Torah calls it Mishka Veisha, just like an Isha. So it means to teach us that the same way the Aveira is by an Isha in Erva, the same way by a man. So if one man goes into another man, just the beginning, his Ava goes in a little bit, for that alone is Chayiv Misa. For Dimari Allah Amora Bebehema Mahu, why does the Torah say the word Hora by Bebehema then? So Mrs. Omalei, Emeinu Inyan Lohora, Dichsiva Gabi Achoy Sav, Allah Amora Bebehema, that was his question. What's going to be the Locha? Allah Amora Bebehema Mahu, let's say somebody lives with an animal, it's Chayiv Misa. What about if you only make a tchilas biya? You just put your aver in a little bit. You just start to go in. Not completely. Ma, what's the locha? That was his question. On Malay, this he answered back. It says an extra time, hora, by your aunt. If it's an extra word, hora, that you chayiv just for the beginning of the biya, by your aunt, to yasti the kesher of Yena. Because that, you know, from the kesher of Yena, to noinyin lahora the behema. Put it by the aura by a behemoth. The Torah is teaching us that if you live with an animal, just with the beginning of the bia, also the yichayiv nisi. Do not need a gemar bia, for tchilas bia, also yichayiv. Yeah. So it's michti, let's see. Behemoth chayve misis bezdin. If a man lives with an animal, he's chayiv misis bezdin. My time ksiv lohora dido gabi chayve krisis. How come we're learning it out now? The Pasuk says an extra word, horo. by the parasha of your aunt to teach us what, if you live with an animal, you chayiv with her alone. The chur living with the aunt is only chayiv krisis. Living with an animal is chayiv mises bezdin. So the kasher is licht of gabe mises bezdin. Why didn't the Torah say this chiddush beferish in the parasha where you chayiv mises bezdin? Why do we have to learn it out from the parasha of your aunt? So where it says, the name of Mises Bezdin, Mises Bezdin. Put it in a place where there's an Issa Bezdin, Mises Bezdin, and learn out one Mises Bezdin from another Mises Bezdin. So more stuff like this. This postick of talking about your aunt, that your mother's sister or your father's sister, Idi the Kule Krol Drosha or Osi, like the whole postick is extra. Therefore, Ksiv Beinami Homilsa Ladrosha. It says the word of Aura there ready to teach us Ladrosha. Even though it's going on a place of living with an animal, which is a Chayv Mises Bezdin, but since that whole Pasuk is extra, that's why it's put the Chiddush there in that Pasuk already. My Drosha, what's shot the whole Pasuk is extra? The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Ervas Achoyso Vicha, your father's sister, Loisa Gali, you're not allowed to live with. Bein Minav, Bein Minayim. Doesn't make enough community, your father's sister, whether it's the sister from the same mother or from the same father. Atoimi is telling me, Bein Minu'av, Bein Minu'im, it doesn't make a din of kamino, whether she's your aunt, from the same mother of your father, the same father. Or Yainoi, maybe not like that. Ela Minu'av, V'loi Minu'im. Maybe only if she's your father's sister, that they're brothers and sisters from the same father, and not from the same mother. V'dinu, and really there's a swear like that. Chayiv Khan is an erva of your aunt. V'chayiv Bi'achoisoi, there's an erva of your sister. Ma achoisa, just like by your sister. Bein minu'av, bein minu'am, bein minu'im. We know your sister, even though it's only from the same father, or just from the same mother, there's a chayiv chorus, you chayiv to live with your sister. Is afkan, the same thing here also, by your aunt, it doesn't make enough gemina if it's your father's sister, from the same father, from the same mother, you chayiv. Bein minu'av, bein minu'im. That's one way to say it. Oi, maybe not like that. Let's go look at a different angle. Let's take a different route how to look at this. The water says, Chayiv Khan, there's a Chayiv here by your aunt, for Chayiv Badedosai. There's also another Chayiv Badedosai by your real aunt. So, Ma Doidosai, Minav, Fulay Minayim, just like your aunt. The term went out that you Chayiv on your aunt, that your father's brother's wife. That's what we say, you Chayiv by your aunt. Is only if it's your father's brother from the same father. And v'loi minei, not from the same mother. Afkan, maybe here also. Minav, v'loi minei. Only if it's a sister of your father from the same father and not from the same mother. So how do we know which way to learn it out from? So where it says, Nira l'mi doima. Let's look at which way is the more doima. Don and Yisr habo miyelov. Let's learn that Yisroel that come by itself the way you're born with a sister, from another place where you're born with the sister. And don't learn out from your aunt, nor is your father's brother's wife. That his wife is also to you, she wasn't born also to you. She wasn't born your aunt. She's only later when your father's brother marries her that she becomes also. So don't learn out from that. Another. That's one way. Oi, maybe no. Let's look at it this way. Donin kroibiav mikroibiav. Learn out ants from ants. Go forth. Why are they also to you? Because they're relative to your father. Whether it's your father's brother's wife, or whether it's your father's sister. Learn out one from the other. That what, just like one is by both, here also by both. And don't learn out. Forget, just like your aunt, your father's brother's wife, is only yosa from the same father, not from the same mother. Hu adin, your father's sister is only yosa to you from the same father, not from the same mother. And don't learn out the yisa, you're not allowed to live with your own sister. Shekroi v'yatzmai, because your own sister, that's your own kor, she was born together. That's the yisa. Mashen came. Your aunts have to do with your father. It's not your kor, it's a kor of your father. Since it's your father's sister, or your father's sister-in-law, that's why she's also to you. So learn out that way, and don't learn out from your own sister. Because your own sister, she's your own relative. And this we say, Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, Ervois achoiso vicho loisegalo. The pasuk says clearly, you're not allowed to live with the sister of your father. Ervois achoiso vicho loisegalo. Bein minav bein minaim. Whether that's what the pasuk says extra here to teach us whether it's your father's sister from the same mother or from the same father, she's also to you. Bein minav bein minaim. Ervois achoiso imcho. Why does the pasuk say the your mother's sister loisegalo? The same thing, bein minav, bein minayim, to teach us that your mother's sister, whether she's a sister from the same mother, or else only from the same father, still she's an erva to you. For the Gemara, lom li lemichtov biachois av, lom li lemichtov biachois seim, like why does it have to say it two times for? Zrash, lom li lemichtov, hai kroi yisera, betavayu, lichtov v'chod, v'teis yidich mino, say it one time extra, and maybe I'll know by both. If I know by your father's sister that she's also to you both ways, who are then your mother's sister should be the same way? Why does the Torah have to say it twice, your father's sister and your mother's sister? So Mor says, Omar Rebbe Yavua, Tzrich, I need both of them. Because of Rachmana B'Yachoysav, the Torah only would have said by your father's sister, HaTayya Shekein Yes Lachiyas, there's a chiyas involved. So Rashi word, the Mishpachas Av Kriy Mishpacha, the Sylvia Yisialdu HaMishpachosom, Leveisa Voisom. Since it's your father's sister, it's called the same mishpacha, there's chiyas there, that's why your father's sister is also to you. But your mother's sister, Eimaloi, since by your mother it's not called the mishpacha, maybe the Torah didn't ask her sister both ways. Because of Rachmana B'Yachoyseim, the Torah would only say the Pasha, by your mother's sister, Shekein Vadois, your mother's sister, Koponim is a Vadai. You know for sure she's your korev, she's your mother. But your father's sister, you're never 100% for sure that's your father. You don't know 100% for sure who your real father was. Maybe chas v'sholom, your mother has nus with somebody else. So your mother, that's vada, your mother, there the Torah said maybe her sister. But your father's sister, Eimaloi, maybe there's a Torah that not say this chiddush that you chayiv both ways from the same father, from the same mother. Tzricha, therefore the pasuk has to say both of them. The chiddush both places, you chayiv whether they're for the sister from the same father or only for the same mother. Now the Gemara says, v'doi dosoi, after we said that your father's brother's wife, your aunt, to pshita le latana, to min'av aloi min'aim, you only chayiv if it's your father's brother from the same father. But if it's only your father's brother from the same mother, then you're allowed to marry his wife. After he gives her a get, you can marry her. Minole, how do we know this? That your aunt is only from the brother of the same father, not from the same mother. Omar Rova Asiya Doi 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 Doi. Omar Gzereshova Doi 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 Doi. Ksiv Ocha Ervas Doi Doi Gila. Oksiv Hosa Moi Doi Doi Aben Doi Doi Igolenu. Says the Pasha of Gula to redeem you, it says that your uncle should come to redeem you. Ma'alahala minav, just like over there, which uncle has to redeem you? Your brother, your father's brother from the same father. V'loy minayim, not from the same mother. Is Avkan here when the Torah says you can't marry your aunt? Is minav v'loy minayim? It has to be the aunt that was married to your father's brother from the same father and not only from the same mother. For the Marva Hosim, how do we know Gufa by Gula? The Pasha, if you have to be Gaul yourself, how do we know only it's a Karav, only your uncle from the same father? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Mi Mishpachtoi Yigolenu. From your Mishpacha, they should redeem you. So Vidashim, Mishpachas Av Kruya Mishpacha. A Mishpacha family goes after the father. The father makes up the family. But Mishpachas Aim a Kruya Mishpacha. That you have mishpacha from your mother, that's not called your mishpacha. The mishpacha goes after the father. As it says by gula to redeem, it says the word mishpachtoi, so for sure it means the uncle of the from your father's brother from the same father. So what then here also by the din erva that it says you can't live with your father's brother's wife only means if it's his brother from the same father. But if it's only the brother from the same mother, there's no issa on his wife, that aunt is mutter to you. The Oditzna, that we learn like this. Omruloi, they told you like this. Meis Ishtecho, they told you that your wife died. Yeah. Venosa Choiso, Meyavia, because of that, after your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. So you married a sister from the same father. Mesa, then you heard the second one died. Venosa achoisa mima. You married her sister, but only from the same mother. Mesa, then you heard that wife died. Venosa achoisa mivia. Then you married that sister, that wife's sister, from the same father. Mesa, then your fourth wife died. Venosa achoisa, you married her sister, meima, from the mother. So locher is, and then it comes out, we found out that your first wife was alive, your first wife did not die. So Nachar is like this. Muta Barishena, with your first wife, you still muta too. Ah, you live with a sister. Lamaisa, the Kedushim was not Chal, because she's an erva to you. And you did it like Beshege, you didn't realize it. So Vadi, you muta to your first wife. The Chal, a man doesn't become also to his wife, even if he lives with somebody else. So therefore, you muta Barishena with your first one. Uva Shlishis. You're allowed to stay married to your third wife, because your third wife is only relative to your second wife. Lamaisi, your second wife, the Kedushin was not Chal, because your second wife was the real sister of the first one. Uve Chamishis, who was then with the fifth one, also you're allowed to stay mutter with. You're allowed to stay, because same thing, she's only relative to the fourth one. The fourth one's Kedushin is not Chal, because she's a relative to the third one. Therefore, the fourth one is not Chal. Therefore, the fifth one is not called the sister of your wife. You're allowed to stay married to the fifth one. Or Beteris Torah saying, these ones that you are married to the first, to the third, to the fifth, if they have other wives also, they're part of Torah saying, it's called your wife. V'yosa b'shni of revis. For with your second one you took, and with the fourth one you took, those are the ma'isi rosa to live with. Because those are called sisters of your wife. Since you're married to the first one, the sister yosa to. V'yain b'yas achas n'yain Beteris Torah. Since you're not married to them, her B of one does not part to the rosa. They're rosa to you, they're ever to you. Yeah. Let's say after truly your first wife dies, now you live with the second one. Then let's say the case was only your first wife died. So then we say, the second one you're allowed to marry because she's your first wife's sister, but your first wife died, you're allowed to stay married to the second one. Mela, now that you're married to the second one, with the third one you can't stay married to, because the third one is your wife's sister. So therefore the third one you're not married to. But a revius, the fourth one you're allowed to be married to, because the fourth one was only a sister to the third one, and you're not married to the third one. Therefore the fourth one you're mutter. Or Pateras Sarasayim, these two the maisi you're married to, if there's another wife involved, so the Pateras Sarasayim, Karashim third, or Pateras Sarasayim, in mace, if they die, your brother dies. For cholzu achil yachas men, and your brothers give chalitza to one of these two, for teres are saying, because both of these wives are mamish married to you, so it's a regular din tzara, that you give chalitza to one, it part of the tzara. The yosla b'shlishus of the chamishus. But in this case, you can't stay married to the third one, because she's your wife's sister. Since you're married to the second one, so the third one is your wife's sister, you can't stay married to her. You're also b'shlishus of the chamishus.